Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County, about last week's Washington County Fair.
We are talking now as the fair wraps up, and how do you feel it's gone so far?
Last week was unbelievable. You know, every year you get excited and you think about it and you work on it and you prep for it forever and ever, but you really kind of forget what the atmosphere is like when everybody's here. And so it was just fun again to have everybody from all over the county and multiple generations gathered, you know, supporting the kids. And it did get hot and everybody, you know, fought back, and we had a day of rain and everybody fought back, and just really, really had a good time. So it was a good week.
And talking about the heat, how does that impact the livestock? Do the 4-H'ers know what to do to take care of them?
The 4-H'ers do a good job, and our superintendents really keep all eyes on deck to make sure that everything is getting taken care of in the best way possible when they are here in the barns. And, you know, we have really great facilities, and so some of these animals, you know, like coming to the fair, in all honesty, because they do get checked on, you know, every hour or every 2 hours, and it's not always like that at home. We've definitely been able to expand and have some facilities that allow for more room and allow for some space out under the trees for the large beef to go and be cool. So I think everybody did a nice job with that.
And one thing that's returned this year was poultry.
Yep, the barn was full. We had actually a lot of big birds. That was one of the changes for, you know, this year. You never know what numbers are going to come in, and I had a lot of turkeys and geese and larger birds, and the day of that show was the big rain day, and so I thought, you got to be kidding me, let these kids show their animals. But they crowded in the building and the rain let up, and they made it work. So I know they were excited to be back, and our superintendents did a good job of keeping everyone calm and prepped and ready to go.
And there were a couple of new things at the fair, which is something I really like about the Washington County Fair. There's always something new each year. One of those things was the pork chop review with those really talented pigs. How did that go over? What did you hear from people on the fairgrounds?
You know, I heard people asking a lot, what time is our next show, or where, you know, we got to get there. And so it was fun to see people excited and kind of adventuring around the fairgrounds to find some of those things. The fair board's done a really good job of placing entertainment in all kinds of areas of all different venues and styles. And so I really do think people just had fun coming and spending the day because there was stuff constantly on the schedule that they could be entertained with.
And I know this time of year is always kind of bittersweet. There are a lot of great 4-H'ers who had their last fair. Do you want to say anything to them as they move forward with their collegiate experience?
You know, it's funny that we actually had several key, you know, very active 4-H'ers back volunteering this year at the fair. We had a new, we called it the Alumni Swine Squad, and they came back from last year's group and assisted and helped with check-in and weigh-in and the show, and things ran so smoothly, and it was, you kind of forgot that they were ever gone, honestly. You know, you work with these kids so much, and so I'm anxious for that to be the same thing with these current kids, that they'll come back, and I know they're committed and they love the program and have had tons of success, and so it is fun to see them be the big kids and step up and do some really important things. So I'm excited to see them in college and have success, and then mostly excited for them to come back and be one of our volunteers.
And lastly, this isn't the last stop for some of these 4-H students. They'll be going on to the state fair. Do you have any words of encouragement to share?
They're going to continue to do their chores. So just stay committed to it. You know, a lot of these projects they've had going for a long time. So I want them to just stay dedicated and enjoy the process and enjoy the state fair, because it's an atmosphere like nowhere else. And so it's fun to see them there and reconnect with the kids and their projects. And so we encourage everybody to go and watch for them and look for the Washington County shirts and cheer them on.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amy Green, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County, speaking about the Washington County Fair. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.